Voluntary student unionism comes into effect tomorrow, and universities across Australia are bracing themselves for the changes that will take place. At the University of South Australia, all the student association offices will be closed from tomorrow. With 9 of 80 staff members being kept on, I spoke to the president of the Students' Association, Justin Lee, right before he left for a staff redundancy lunch.
This week has been basically a sad week for us in the association. What we have been doing is basically tidying up the services that will no longer be offered from the end of the year. I mean, for the next half of the year and so on until who knows when.
How do you feel packing up the Student Association, and how do you think the workers are feeling right now?
Well, terrible, and that doesn't even begin to describe the way that my staff and I feel. The way it's been going is throughout all these years, we're now going to have 9 staff from next year, and most of our services are being cut. It's sort of a big blow to the association, and it's a big blow to all of those over the years who've been working so hard to make the Students Association the peak service provider amongst most of the other student organisations.
Justin Lee. The National Union of Students has ranked Australian universities from those that are supporting student services down to those that are condemning the student experience. Newcastle University came in at the bottom. The Student Association is still waiting on a confirmed verdict of whether they'll survive or not, but President Jack Thiem says this time a month ago, the association's future wasn't looking so good.
They would have preferred that we dissolve or somehow moved into a subsidiary that they've created.
Could that have been a legitimate thing for them to do? Like, could you still have run as a legitimate student service under the university banner?
No, it just wasn't compatible with us at all. We exist to represent students independently. You know, when a student has a grievance with the university or their course or whatever, we're there to represent them, and that just wouldn't be compatible with being in a structure that belongs to the university.
Jack Thiem. Meanwhile, in Australia's capital, the Australian National University is one of 2 unis in the country that is opting to hold on to most of their student services. I asked Laura Crespo, Student Association President, how they were preparing for the weekend's changes.
Well, I have to say, it's actually all systems a go here. We've essentially been working on our plan for the last year, and we'll be keeping everything that we have within the university. We have currently 7 departments, and we have free legal advice, free welfare advice, and a second-hand bookshop and an advocacy role that we play. And none of that will actually be affected by the SU being introduced tomorrow.
Why is everything being allowed to keep open?
Well, for starters, we found ourselves in a bit of luck at the beginning of the year, because a few years ago, the Vice-Chancellor had decided to move most of the student services underneath the university banner, so things like counselling, childcare, and various other services had already been brought underneath the university umbrella, and the university was already paying for those services.
Do you think it could potentially affect students' decision of where they want to study?
Students are going to stand up and listen when looking for the university choices, thinking about kind of what kind of university community do I want? Do I want one where the executive cares about what I do as a student or not? And I think the universities will definitely find themselves in a position if they haven't supported their students' associations and unions.
Laura Crespo. President of the National Union of Students, Rose Jackson, agrees.
This is a very, very significant issue, and I think the universities need to start realising how important the student experience is in students' decisions about where they study. We're not just looking for quality teaching and learning, we are looking for a student experience. I absolutely believe that students are going to be looking at where they're going to have fun on campus, where they're going to make friends, where they're going to join clubs and societies, where there's going to be free parties, where they can do debating and play sport. Students will look at this list. We are publicising it very widely. We're distributing it to Year 12 students. We've got it on our internet site. We are going to be at open days telling students what universities are supporting the students' experience and what ones aren't. And students They don't just want lectures and laboratories, they want student experience as well, and universities should be very, very aware.
So do you think students are prepared for the changes when they get back to uni next semester?
Absolutely not. I think that students are going to be shocked by the level of service cutback that there's going to be. We've been seeing the tip of the iceberg, as I mentioned. We've been seeing some services close. You know, students in the QUT soccer club have seen their club close down, so they obviously are feeling the impact. Students who access the dental services at certain universities, they are feeling the impact. Students here and there are already feeling VSU, but the majority of students have not seen how much of an impact this legislation is going to have.
The legislation connotes just a change from compulsory student fees to voluntary student fees. Why are student associations already giving up with not getting any funding? Is it going off the pretext that students won't pay the fees at all if it's voluntary?
We are working on the WA experience. In Western Australia, in the mid-1990s, VSU was implemented only in that state. And there was about between a 5 and 30% voluntary membership uptake. What happens is that students don't necessarily know what they're going to lose. They see the upfront fee and they go, oh, look, I'm not going to pay now. I'll pay later when I need to use the service and I need support. But, of course, it's too late by then. It's just like taxation and council rates. No one would pay if it were voluntary, but they're incredibly important parts of our community.
If nothing changes in the coming months in regard to VSU, what will be the future of universities across Australia?
It's going to be a very bleak future. That's what we're facing if nothing changes. In Western Australia, out of the four universities there, one of them went bankrupt and the other one was weeks away from bankruptcy when the legislation was repealed. We are possibly facing mass bankruptcies of student organisations where they just cannot sustain themselves in a voluntary membership environment. The services close down entirely. Other than that, we're seeing organisations that are massively cut back, skeleton structures with no real services and no real support.